Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
What's happening?
I've got this thing.
Oh, you got that recording machine.
This thing records sounds.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh my God. I had a moment where I got really scared.
About what?
Oh, lots of things, but at this particular time.
Yeah, which one are you talking about?
Oh my God. The Trump regime is going to round up all of the fucking liberal people. And
you wanted to say libtards, I could
tell. I did, because that's what they think we are. And they're going to put us in concentration camps, and they're going to take our uteruses out. Not that mine's really worth much anymore, but...
Well, they're doing it to people they find undesirable, so... What are you doing there, Kimmy?
I'm making some little signs. I'm taping some vote signs onto these nice, thick bamboo skewers I found in our barbecue drawer.
Oh, you didn't even have to buy those?
No.
They just were?
Because I save all of the weird things that nobody... Oh, no, wait. I'm paying for the parking.
No, it's going to be like $2.
No, it's not. God damn it.
I swear to God it is.
Fucking shit.
It's going to be like $2, no. Please. See?
How do you know?
Because I park here all the time.
Oh, all right.
Because I'm a Dina girl.
I'm going to hide $2 from
you. What? You're going to hide things from me?
You hide $2 in your car, huh?
This isn't my car. Oh, a new car.
Yeah, it is.
No, this is Doug's car now.
Yeah, hide it in your... in your pants. You're not looking.
That's weird because these pants are really tight. You're going to have to really be more sneaky than you ever are. I've never known you to be very sneaky.
All right, fine. I'll get you when you're not expecting it.
Next time we go out, you can pay.
I put this skewer in my mouth now. Nobody's going to want to touch it.
Nobody's going to care.
I don't have the COVID, as far as I know.
It was so easy to get a test. I told you that.
So, yeah. I got a, I like it that you got to have that test. I mean, like, I'm glad it was easy for you to get that test. That sounded so bad.
You sure look like you have COVID.
I'm sorry. There have been beers. Okay? There have been beers, and I'm kind of a lightweight.
Me too.
Do you know how much weight I've gained since the fires?
No, how much weight have you gained since the virus?
Okay, so listen to this. So first there was the COVID,
right?
And that was in the springtime, so that was gardening time. So I lost weight then because I was
gardening.
Out.
Yeah.
Because gardening. And I'm outside all the time, and the vitamin D, and I'm happy, and the dirt, and, you know, whatever.
Yep. No, I know.
So then the fires came on top of the fucking pandemic.
Right.
And then I'm trapped inside.
Oh, it's the worst.
The fucking house...
It's the worst.
Fuck that shit. 5 pounds. Bam. In a week.
Instant?
Solid 5 pounds in a week.
I don't weigh myself ever because I think that's too scary. I don't know. Scary's not the right word, but I don't need to know. I just know that my clothes fit.
Right.
They're a little more tight right now. That's all I'm going to say.
That was kind of my deal, was that my clothes were getting tighter, and I just wanted to see what was going on because it seemed to happen really fast, and I was wondering what, you know, all my weight goes right to my middle.
Oh, you've got an egg shape?
I've got an egg shape.
You have to be careful with your heart. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to find us these really cool electrical boxes in town right here. Oh, there's a cop. Be cool, be cool.
Shh. Don't tell them about our plan to vote.
We should not pull over and put up a vote sign right here. They're still sitting there. I can see them. We have these really cool electrical boxes that say really cool, like, fun, protesty things.
Oh, cool. In Pass the Donuts?
In Pass the Donuts. See, there's one. Would overthrow Liberty, blah, 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 but the cop is still sitting there. I'm going to get over here to this one.
Are they behind you? Are they traveling?
No, they're not traveling, but, you know, I'm a little paranoid.
You know what? Fuck the police.
Fuck the police. ACAB, that's what I always say. Or that's what I say now that I know it's an actual thing.
What is ACAB? What?
All cops are bad.
Oh.
Wait, listen to what's on right now. What? It's my boyfriend, Lemmy.
Oh, dude, let's go fuck some shit up.
Oh, there's a dude there. We'll go to the next one. You're really loud.
I don't care. This is some bougie bullshit right here. Look at this.
Oh, God.
This is kind of... Oh, you all are too bougie.
Look at the line. It's
look
like Disneyland.
This. Oh, no. Uh-uh. No. You people need to get a job. What the fuck are you doing? That is so... I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
Okay, here we go. Why are you at the Earth Cafe when you should be out posting?
Okay, go, Kimmy, go!
Protest sign. What am I doing? What am I supposed to do?
There's one of those boxes back there.
Oh, I have to put the things on. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. All right.
Here.
Hold on.
Wait, hold on. What?
We're getting it together here. Real quick, don't put your hazards on because the cop will stop and find you to ask
I already
why.
Put my hazards on.
Uh-oh. Okay, so what am I doing? Tell me what to do.
Here,
do you need tape?
No.
Do you need things? I got things. Wait a minute.
What about this one that says fuck Trump?
Oh, that's...
Here, let me put...
Wait a minute. Who are these fuckers?
They just work there.
At the Alameda group? What the... They've got a beer and a pizza.
No, really?
What's going on with them?
Here we go.
Wait, look. I got these guys right here.
I got this guy. Look, you just go like this.
Okay.
It's double-sided tape.
Yeah, this is heavier, so
it says fuck Trump. You could just put it, like, on that tree, or... Put it somewhere cool. Oh, we dropped the thing. Oh, she's going right for the corporate logos. I love you right now! You're a badass!
Dude, it belongs there! That's the sign place!
Oh my god!
Look at homie with the beer and the pizza doesn't even fucking see it.
Nobody's going to see it till tomorrow morning when they come to work, and then they're going to be like, what the flip?
Yes, this is so much fun.
That
this
was a... Here we go.
This is like one of the best fun things ever to do.
It really is.
I don't know. I'm going to do this all the time. I want this to be my job.
Ooh.
I want to be... I want to be a street artist, Cass.
I want to be a permanent rebel. You're not too old. Nobody has to know how old you are or that you're a girl or anything. They don't have to know your name. Nothing.
Right? That's true.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
Okay, Pasadena. Bring me your glory. Show me where.
Okay, where are the people? Where are the
this
people
is the lake
go?
In the Colorado. This is the center of town right there. South Lake, that's where they go. That's where all the bougie people shop and
they
eat
go
their
down
foods.
To South Lake?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's so dumb.
Because they have the money, they can go down there and
there's
fancy.
Like this fancy gourmet blah blah
there's
bullshit.
Also the hippie.
What the fuck is happening right here?
Fucking crystal.
What's star. Happening?
There's just people waiting to eat outside because they can't eat inside because coronavirus.
I have the COVID negative test. Ha ha. Or as Trump says, I tested positively in the negative sense.
Oh my God. That was like, dude, what are you on? It's like he's drunk, but he's not drunk. Okay, so that's it. Yep.
We're going into this she parking lot
this
over here.
This is where the hippy dippy crystal store is.
That's for sure. That's true.
They'll be stoked about it.
That's right there.
The anti-Trump propaganda.
But they have a security guard in their parking lot, so we're not going to go there.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they have officially 2.5 parking spaces.
And they have to pay a security guard $30 an hour to guard them?
Sit there and make sure that you're going into the Hippy Dippy Crystal Store.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
That makes me sad, because the Hippy Dippy Crystal Store has been part of my existence.
Well, the Hippy Dippy Christmas Store is right next to a bank, so I'm guessing it's the bank that pays for.
There's some other fancy pants restaurants.
Yeah, the bank has like 4 spaces, so they pay that guy to make sure those 4 spaces are there for the old people that actually still come to the bank to use the bank for banking purposes. Okay. All right. I'm going to turn the recorder off, and we're going to bomb this freaking parking lot right now.
Okay.
Yeah, are you ready?
I've got little signs. Hold on, I'm going to make some work. These little guys.
We're going incognito.
Kind of pop these into.
What's another word for incognito? Stealth.
Snaky.
Snaky. I'm going to put these.
Am I out of?
Do you need double sided tape?
Did I use them all? Wait a minute, or did I drop them?
I think you used it all. You've been very liberal with your blue dots.
Wait a minute. Nope.
I'm going to put these postcards everywhere. They're pre-addressed to Donald Trump with postcard stamps on them, and then there's a post-it note that says your message here, where the message goes. And then people could just drop it right into the
postal box. I think that's so smart and generous of you.
I'm hoping that because they didn't have to do any of the work other than like write a couple words, they'll say something like, fuck you, asshole.
Suck it, ass magnet, maggot, fuck, tard.
Right. Why are you such a fucking traitor, you big maggot fucker. Dick?
Puss. You're hanging over the edge. Sicker than you planned. So please waste my
so cool. These postcards are a good idea, though, because I've just been putting them on people's windshields. They have to grab
it.
Them.
Yeah. They have to grab them and touch them and say, oh, wow. I kind of have a responsibility now. Somebody put a stamp on.
Money was involved.
Yeah. It's kind of like when the March of Dimes sends you a dime.
Or when one of those places sends you, what are they called? You know. Address labels?
Oh, yes. SPCA or whatever.
I said address labels. Is it address or address? I think it depends on if you're talking
either.
Or not.
I think it can be address or address.
Address, address. Address, address.
I think it's okay.
What about the Romans bookstore parking lot?
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, my God, yes. Please.
Let's go there.
All of the Romans people are going to be like, fuck this. We're all over it. They're gonna love it. We only have two of these left.
Wow, you're like a machine.
That's 25-ish. I have so many more at home. I printed more today.
So you went and got ink, I'm assuming, that wasn't conglobulated?
It was old, yeah.
Did you like that word I made up?
I like that word, conglobulated.
Conglobulated.
That's
I make them up. There's Veggie Grill. Have you ever eaten there?
No, I haven't.
It's really good. Everything's vegetarian if you can't tell by the name.
I've heard good things about it.
They have really good food there. And Mexican Coke, even.
Wow, that's fancy.
All right.
That's
we're going. You could put them on car windows like me, too. You should put these ones on car windows.
Aren't they cute? You can just hand them out and move them around the world.
I think that's what's going
to
happen.
These is that they're supposed to be moved around.
The other thing that I like to do is like go to the library and put things in their little like magazine rack.
Romans
has one of those outside.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wait, where am I going? I need to go that way.
You have to go right?
No, I have to go left.
Are you sure? You know this part of much better than I do. I'm like, what? What city are we in?
Beer.
Much more used to pot. I think I'm just gonna start smoking pot again all the time, like I used to. Cause
I thought you were.
It kind of worked. No, I mean like all the time. Like I used to smoke pot all the time.
Oh, you mean like all day, not just at nighttime?
Right. Like not at work. I never smoke pot at work ever.
Right.
Like, no. When I'm at work, I work.
I mean, yeah,
I mean,
that's what they pay
work,
you for.
Like, you know, back when I was cool in my 20s and stuff.
You were just high all the time.
I was high all the time. And I realized that recently, like, Becky and I were driving together, and she's like, dude, what the fuck?
Why? Were you all tense?
I was driving fast and aggressively, and I used to be the lollygagging grandma because I was stoned all the time.
Right, we had to navigate you, and we would pretend that you were Jean-Luc Picard, and I was number one.
Number one.
Make it so.
Make it so. Yeah. So now I drive like a fucking aggro lunatic.
Right.
But yeah, maybe if I was just stoned all the time again, I feel like I'm having a midlife crisis.
You are. I almost pulled out a picture I have of you. That's one of my favorites. It's of you just jumping into a pool at a party with all of your clothes on.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Whatever your motivation was, and it was because we talked you into it,
yeah.
But
go for it, Kim. It's okay. It's going to be cool.
Needless to say, you were willing to just jump into a pool with all your clothes on, just like a carefree lunatic.
Right. I can still do those things.
Okay. You got me those overalls, and I put them on today, and I literally started dancing like I was in the 90s again.
Did you love them so much?
So much.
They're so
and,
baggy, right?
Well, yeah, I need to wash them because they were so big that I can see your panties.
Yeah, that's how it was for me. I washed them in hot water and then super hot dryer time. And yeah, that's the first thing I thought when I put them on. Oh, I can see your panties. And then I thought, oh, this extra pair needs to go to Cass.
Because everyone needs to see her panties. Okay. Stop number two.
Are there people here?
Of course there are.
Are they still open? It's 8:44.
They might still be a little bit open, but it's...
Is it a taxi or a police car?
It's a...
safety agency.
It's a security guy. This isn't good.
Security guy. Why is there a porta potty in Romans?
Maybe they're doing some, you know, construction. We could just.
There's also a Target.
Ugh. Yeah. That doesn't have the same romance as a bookstore parking lot.
Right. I wonder if we could just go inside and stick them in books.
Well, I think we should go to the magazine rack.
In the crowd?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Take a lift home.
Why?
Because she doesn't feel safe. So I'm like, okay.
Your child, the rambunctious one, doesn't feel safe?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And so it doesn't make sense, but I'm
whatever.
I'm like, okay, I'm your mom and I want you to feel safe, and if you need me to pick you up.
I mean that it's kind of late.
Yeah.
I picked all the kids up when they had jobs and they worked that late.
Yeah. So, but it's just funny. Like, she could be out till 1:30 in the morning with some chick she doesn't even fucking know. I don't even know where. And feel
yeah,
described.
Where were they? She just wants to know that you still love her and will do things for her.
Yep, she does. And I will. Of course I love her. And what are you saying?
Of course. Okay. Mission accomplished.
Yay.
You have one sign left.
I have one sign left. Oh, I have a whole bunch more.
Well, can I have that one and put it on my front?
Oh, my God. Yes. You can have... It's the little tiny one.
Oh. Oh, you know what? Oh.
Yes, I will give you whatever you want. In fact, I did a little prototype today, and I... Oh, my God. Where'd it go?
Well, don't worry about it. I'll see you again.
I took one of the ones that I printed with the block, with the big block,
mm-hmm.
and I sprayed it with, like, clear coat. And I thought, oh, this kind of works. It might be waterproof-ish. This is water-based. But I will bring you all kinds of
okay. Wait, water. Are you going to go to Denver?
I don't know.
Okay.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. Water. Well, I got rid of all of my postcards and magnets that I make. That didn't work very well. I need better magnets.
Girl.
Well, I was trying to reuse one of those like promotional magnets you get from people. It's like a flat thing.
Right.
And I hot glued them to my little ceramic things, but it just didn't work right. Well, I need like magnets.
You need some good hardcore magnets.
Oh, there's the other policeman. Be
oh
cool.
Gosh,
be
where
cool.
Is it? I lost it. I had it in my hand. Oh, I'll get you one.
Okay. So, did anything shock you this week?
No. This week?
Yeah.
About anything
that's happening.
Oh my God, lots and lots of things shocked me this week. And so many I can't even wrap my head around them all. I mean, politics?
Whatever. I'm just asking in general. We've had a tough... few years, months, weeks, and here in California, weeks with fires and smoke and allergies from smoke, things that are burning that haven't burned for 30 years.
Yeah.
Be cool, it's the cops. It's the cops.
We're
That's
white
a joke.
Chicks. What do we have to worry about?
Well, we have beer breath.
You can show them your boobs.
No one wants to see my boobs.
They'd rather see yours than mine. Everyone knows that.
No. You know when your boobs are bigger, they just they just sag more. Yours are probably still like, you know, perking up there.
They're they're not that big.
See, you win.
We're white guys. We're good. We're just white chicks. Fuck, that sucks.
We're just using our privilege.
Does that suck?
It sucks a lot.
Does that suck? Oh my God. You know what shocks me is my own ignorance.
Right.
Or not ignorance, just...
It is ignorance.
It's not that I don't want to know. It's that I'm...
You're having trouble seeing it all.
I'm having trouble seeing it all because I don't want to believe that human beings are that bad.
Oh.
So I guess it is ignorance because I'm afraid to know how fucked up people are.
Right.
And I have been ashamed of my own fucking whiteness over and over and over and over again in the past few months.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to deal with it.
I mean, I think this is just the middle part that's all gooey that you just have to sort of keep walking through.
I don't know how to deal with it. Like...
I don't either. I don't either, dude! I don't either.
I'm sorry. Like, it's... God, it's just such a fucked up divide. It's so wrong. It's just so wrong.
We're now on the freeway way, if you hear a loud sound, that's the rack that my husband put on my car that's now his car. And it makes us noise.
Why is there a rack on the car?
Well, he's a construction worker. Sometimes he needs to, like, haul long pieces of, like, metal framing. But it's on a Prius, so he has to have a rack and tie things down.
Okay.
Like, he should have a truck, but it doesn't make any sense in Southern California.
No.
It doesn't. No, no, no. I don't think anything really shocked me this week.
How much? Are we becoming desensitized?
Yes.
There's a fucking jetpack, man, at LAX, seen by two aircraft at 3,000 feet, and you hear the tower saying, copy that, flight, blah, 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 jetpack, man, 3,000 feet, and you're like,
okay.
I listened to that, and my whole world fell apart, and I realized that we've hit a point of saturation.
Like,
if I found out aliens fucking landed in El Monte,
totally possible.
I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Everything's absurd, so nothing's absurd.
Right.
I was happy about Trump's poor showing at his ABC town hall, whatever. I didn't watch it because he makes me want to puke, but I did.
It was a shit show. Like, it was a disaster.
Yeah. Because it wasn't Fox, so he had to answer questions from actual, and I don't believe this, but undecided voters? Have you heard of these people?
No, there are no undecided voters right now. I don't know where they're getting this idea of undecided voters. I don't know how you could be an undecided voter right now.
Other than maybe you're a diehard Republican who thinks that Trump's just a fucking dickwad, then I could see where you would have some, like, hemming and hawing, like, oh, should I vote for this really moderate guy, Biden, or not?
It also occurred to me that there might be Trump people out there who are pretending to be on the fence.
So that people don't, like, ridicule them?
So people don't ridicule them, or most likely they're going to vote for Biden, and they put on the Trump facade, and they're just kind of like, I'm not sure.
Because I don't know what I'm going to do.
They don't want their Trump friends to fucking burn a cross in their front yard or something.
Right.
Seriously.
No, I mean, we had this discussion at dinner that people are afraid to tag their houses with their political views.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't know, especially the Trump people, like, you know, I thought about doing a dog poop thing at a Trump house, but I'm not going to do that because it's crappy. No pun intended. And it's not who I want to be as a fucking Biden Harris supporter. You know what I mean? I don't want to be that person because it's shitty. Again, no pun intended.
No pun intended. Got it.
But the Trump people don't care about that. They don't give a shit.
They don't think that their shit stinks.
No, they don't.
I was also not surprised or shocked, but humored. Trump has been saying that Biden must be doing drugs to be doing so well at his speaking engagements.
Right.
Because,
oh my God, that's so bizarre.
Trump projects and he...
Anything Trump
obviously does drugs.
Accuses somebody else of, he's obviously doing.
So he was saying that there needed to be drug tests before the debate.
Right.
And so he came out yesterday or this morning and said, I agree to get a drug test before the debate. And I'm like, fuck you. You've agreed to a lot of things and said you were going to do a lot of things that you never did. He's just lying.
He's going to pay off who's ever doing the drug tests. I mean, why would he even think that that's viable?
It's not. But if Biden did get a drug test and Trump didn't, that could be a bit of a selling point, I think.
It could be, yes.
I don't know. We're almost to my house now, so I'm going to wrap it up. Any last thoughts, Kimmy?
God help us all.
For fuck's sake.
And I'm not a praying woman, but I'll tell you what, lately...
I do wish there was an actual Doctor Who that could come save us.
I do too.
I've thought of this often. I stand outside, filled with angst, looking up at the sky. Doctor, where are you?
He's at LAX, wearing a jetpack.
You never know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Wyatt Earp from the past.
Oh, Wyatt Earp, he was handsome.
So handsome.
Oh, my handsome guys.
Bye, guys.
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.